Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
I saw this meme last week. During childbirth, a woman's pain is so intense that she can almost imagine what it's like when a man has a cold. I'm very, very lucky, though. Joel is rarely, if ever, sick, and when he is, he actually retains most of his humanity. No, Joel's tough when it comes to the common cold or the odd bout of stomach upset. It's when there's an injury involved that he tends to overreact. Joel's a tall man. Our house is an older home with many nooks and crannies and ornate but low-hanging trim. At least once a day, he bonks his head on a piece of trim that has been there since 1904 when the house was built. As a result, our children's ears are treated to bursts of creative profanity loud enough to carry into each and every one of those nooks and crannies. His vocal outbursts seem to ricochet off the walls, sweep through the rooms, bounce off the ceilings, and manage to find their way outside only after making contact with every eardrum under the age of 16 in the house. When we were first married, my reactions matched the intensity of his outburst. Based on the decibel level, I would assume that a trip to the ER was imminent. I would only hope that I could get to the basement where the sound originated, somehow carry his 235-pound body, now this was before the Dr. Pepper fast, up the stairs, drag him to the van, and get him loaded without hurting him even worse than he obviously already was. After nearly injuring myself in an effort to reach my poor wounded husband, I would find him calmly sorting through cans of paint in the storage room. Here's how our conversations typically went. My God, honey, what on earth happened? What do you mean? I heard that crash and the sound of the breaking glass followed by the F word used as an adjective, a noun, an adverb, a verb, and two interjections. Huh. Where's that leftover red paint we used in the upstairs hall? Now that we've been married nearly a decade, I've learned to temper my reaction somewhat. Usually, I'll look up from my book for a moment, cock my ear for the sound of a crying child. If I don't hear that, I'll finish the chapter I'm on and then wander down to the basement. There's some wiring and electrical breakers in the storage room, so I'll do a sweep of its perimeter to make sure his electrocuted body isn't somewhere on the floor. If the bathroom door is closed, I'll listen outside for a second before knocking. There's no sense in risking exposure to noxious fumes, incapacitating myself, and then preventing a potential rescue. Before you judge me, may I remind you, you're always supposed to put your own oxygen mask on first. Usually, I'll find that Joel is just relaxing in the bathroom, hopefully not with a bag of chips, and I'll return to my book. Occasionally, though, I'll get sucked into a project and end up in the basement for hours, cleaning the storage room or organizing outgrown clothes and toys. That's why a couple of weeks ago I tried to avoid responding to the profanity-laced bellows altogether. That backfired big time, though, as he actually had cut open his head. And since I didn't rush to his aid, he used our best white guest towels to wipe up the blood. I was worried that Joel might have chronic traumatic encephalopathy, otherwise known as CTE, as a result of his repeated head injuries. So I looked up the symptoms of CTE on Dr. Google. Although he has always struggled with short-term memory problems, it turns out that that's just one of the symptoms. He doesn't show signs of depression, apathy, impulsivity, or anxiety. Actually, after further investigation, I'm thinking I probably have CTE. My memory loss is so bad that I can't even recall hitting my head very hard. This is Valerie, Little Spouse on the Prairie. Interact on social media and Little Spouse may just feature your comment on an upcoming episode. Check us out on facebook.com/littlespouseontheprairie and on Twitter at @spouseontheprairie @ValerieKuchera. Be sure to tune in next week.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Wirtz. Sound effects for this episode by Fort Hays State grad student Carolyn Ray Strickland. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.